The strangest thing of all was that not a soul in the house, except me, noticed her habits or seemed to marvel at them. No one discussed her position or employment. No one pitied her solitude or isolation. I once, indeed, overheard part of a dialogue between Leia and one of the charwomen, of which Grace had formed the subject. Leia had been saying something I had not caught, and the charwoman remarked,
"She gets good wages, I guess."
"Yes," said Leia.
"I wish I had as good. Not that mine are to complain of. There's no stinginess at Thornfield. But they're not one-fifth of the sum Mrs. Poole receives. And she's laying by. She goes every quarter to the bank at Millcote. I should not wonder but she saved enough to keep her independent if she liked to leave. But I suppose she's got used to the place. And then she's not 40 yet, and strong and able for anything. It's too soon for her to give up business."
"She's a good hand, I dare say," said the charwoman.
"Ah, she understands what she has to do. Nobody better," rejoined Leia significantly. "And it's not everyone who could fill her shoes, not for all the money she gets."
"That it's not," was the reply. "I wonder whether the master..."
The charwoman was going on, but here Leia turned and perceived me, and she instantly gave her companion a nudge.
"Doesn't she know?"
I heard the woman whisper. Leia shook her head, and the conversation was, of course, dropped. All I had gathered from it amounted to this, that there was a mystery at Thornfield, and that from participation in that mystery I was purposely excluded.